Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, a perfect song for this hour of the show. 215-592-9494. Get back to all your phone calls. But we got to talk about the idea of some old friends coming home here. All right, so we'll get to a continuation of an idea that I brought to the table yesterday, maybe with even a more of a reasonable way of making it happen. We'll get to that. But first, so Kyle just brought us some news on NHL free agency, which the Flyers gave Forrester some long-term guaranteed money, and they gave their goalie, Dan Vladar, a five-year contract, $5.5 million per year. That one we kind of knew about. We have another piece of Flyers potential news here. And Kyle, this is one I'd be fascinated by the reaction of this. So from what I saw earlier today, there is some interest in potentially bringing Claude Giroux back to the Flyers. So Pierre LeBrun, who covers the NHL, here's what he posted. Claude Giroux is headed to the unrestricted free agency market Wednesday while keeping the door open to Ottawa. There are some teams for sure that'd be curious if he'd be available or not. Now we have our answer. That was followed up by some more connection to the Flyers and Claude Giroux. Kyle, your first thought on Giroux coming back at this stage of his career? I guess it was 2022 he left here through the trade to Florida. Right, it was 22, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
So 4 years later, potentially coming back, in or out on Claude Giroux coming back home?
I love Claude Giroux.
But
it doesn't make any sense.
What perspective?
It kind of goes against the youth movement.
Well, the timeline's matching up. If you wanted to throw Giroux on a line with Sean Couturier,
yep,
and run back the 2016 Flyers on your fourth line, be my guest. I don't know how many more years Claude Giroux has left of hockey, let alone productive hockey. He's 38 years old.
Yes.
They're not I know we just won a playoff round. We're not them yet. We're not that team yet. I think people are going to have expectations a little bit too high this season. We're not competing for a cup. It would make a lot more sense if we were bringing Giroux back to come win one back with Philly. I don't see that being the case. It's just weird. Would it be cool to get him back and help bring some of these kids along? Yeah. And, maybe he won't be that expensive. So I wouldn't freak out about it. I just don't understand why.
So here's my thing. I'm a sucker for these stories.
Yeah,
I think it's cool when a player plays for a team and then they move on for whatever reason, right? And then the team has a different era, and they can come back and kind of finish the story maybe in a different way. I'm going to give you two comparisons. Now, neither of these happened, but I think it would have been similarly cool. I always thought there was a comparison between Giroux, actually two players. Andre Iguodala with the Sixers, who was a very good player, but it wasn't the right time for him to be here. The team was not good enough around him. And also Bobby Abreu with the Phillies. These were really good players, and then the era just didn't match the player. You know what I mean? When they left, the team was in a different phase. I always thought it would be cool if Bobby could have come back and played with the Phillies when they got good and they had all those guys that he left and when they started. It didn't work out. I always thought the same thing with Andre Iguodala. If Andre Iguodala had come back towards the end of his career, Hugh, had played with Ben and played with the young Joel, I thought that would have been cool. Neither of those things worked out. This seems like a similar thing to where this guy was the Flyers. They weren't any good then. Now they look like they might be good again. Maybe he comes on home.
Yeah, but I'm kind of with Kyle on this because it doesn't fall in line with the youth movement. You're still trying to grow and expand and get better. Because when you talk about a team like the Hurricanes, they're a veteran squad, man.
Well,
see how different they are. And to bring a veteran in, I think that's just probably going to stunt the growth of the young guys. You want to try to build this thing kind of like, I guess for a comparison, OKC. You talk about the young guys that they have there and letting them come along at their own pace and things of that nature. I think that's how you want to try to build this Flyer squad.
Now, how much do we think is left in the tank here for Giroux? Could he sign, Kyle, a multi-year deal, and then by year two or three, he's still got something, and they're closer to a cup? I mean, he's 38 years old. He's played a lot of hockey for almost 20 years now.
He has. Hockey players are weird like that, though.
Well, I know.
Jágr's still playing in a professional league in Europe in his 50s.
Yeah, Jágr will play till he's not on this earth anymore.
So, is there a world where he can be productive in whatever role they have him in, fourth line, right? He can be center depth for you. He can be forward depth for you.
He's only missed one game in the last 4 years. His longevity and his health is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy at his age.
Yeah. I mean, he would be out there a lot for 81, 82 games.
Yeah, you don't seem that enthused, though.
Look, not against it. I guess I would just be like, okay, like, cool.
Yeah.
Love Giroux. I don't get why.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on that, too. The Flyers connected to Claude Giroux here in early NHL free agency. Vladar, new contract. Forrester got some big money. So we're monitoring that. Also, we do have some Sixers free agency news. Quentin Grimes to the Los Angeles Lakers. So Grimes, Adam, when they signed Wade last night, you kind of saw the writing on the wall for Grimes. So Grimes going to the Lakers here. So a lot going on with free agency in both sports. This segment brought to you by Meineke. Summer driving can be a lot for your car. Brakes, tires, batteries, and complete auto care by trusted local experts. Meineke doing car care right. We will also throw another idea out there for another old friend to come back in just a few minutes. First, though, we go to Tasty Cake Dom, who I'm sure has some thoughts on the Sixers here early in free agency. Good afternoon, Dom.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you.
Hey,
Kyle,
how you doing?
How you guys doing?
Dom, what's up today?
Well, Joe, it's beautiful out here today, and I'm enjoying listening to the show, and I was doing my physical therapy. But I think I got too much sun because I thought I heard you say that the Sixers were going to make the playoffs next year.
You may have gotten too much sun.
Who said the playoffs, making us playoffs?
You.
Said the Sixers?
That's what Dom said.
Yeah.
I said something about the Jets potentially making the playoffs.
Much better, yeah.
Yeah, we were being
much more reasonable.
I think he said the New York Jets are going to make the playoffs, which I think he's had too much sun if he's thinking that, Dom.
No, I'm just saying hope springs eternal.
Yeah. I'm saying, Joe, 35 wins, maybe?
So you seem down on this early Mike Gansey era here.
So Joe, for 41 games next year, we don't have a center.
Mm. Well, you're right about that.
Right?
No, they do not. No.
And for 41 games, they're going to start Don Barlow at center.
And that's not going to work. I mean, it's not. I mean, I like the draft pick last week, but I know why you and many. I think I heard your call a couple weeks ago before the draft with Spike and Ike and Jack. You're talking about a big man and rebounding. And you're right. I mean, their inability to rebound last year was atrocious. I mean, it's
agonizing.
Yeah, it made the games hard to watch. I love basketball. I know you love basketball. When you're getting beat on the glass, it's hard to watch.
Beat on the glass. Yep. Crazy.
Can I throw something at you, Joe?
Yes.
So, for the league minimum, Joe, if you could get 16, 8, and 8, and a Tatum stopper, and a Kawhi Leonard, who's back in the Eastern Conference, stopper, and a Giannis stopper, okay, and on transition, you got VJ on the left and Maxey on the right, and a 6'11 guy feeding them the ball, can't you take a flyer on that?
Dom, are you talking yourself back into Ben Simmons?
What have I said is that is not right? What have I said that's not true? Joe, I was there. I hate the Boston Celtics. I can't tell you. I despise them. So I was in that building multiple times. Jason Tatum is tied up in – Ben ties him up in knots.
Dude, hold on.
You heard him.
Is this not like me saying Hugh Douglas beats up left tackles?
Dom, here's my thing.
Conceptually,
I love the idea. Even if I could get past the hurt feelings, right, and the way this whole thing ended, Dom, I just don't know if his body's there anymore. I mean, like, he was that guy.
You got it. You got to work him out, Joe? You got to work him out to see if he can get caught. Like, I've had this conversation with Spike, and he thinks I'm nuts, but you got to work him out. Like, to just totally dismiss him and not bring him in. Like, if he's willing to come back to the Sixers, which...
Well, the league... What's that? Yeah, well, he's... Screw him. Dom, it's... Here's what I'll say.
He's a big dude, man.
When he frames it the way he frames it, right, with the 6'11 and transition and defense and all that, and Dom, we love your call. Appreciate it.
He does. You did say yesterday he was a good defensive player.
But he was. Well, he was.
So were you.
Yeah.
But
I ain't trying to make a comeback.
But here's the thing.
Ben probably shouldn't.
The comp I gave yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Take a page out of your book.
The comp is Carson.
But he's 30.
Carson Wentz. I mean, you could be 30, you could be 35, you could be 25. If your body's done, your body's done. Like, when I watched Wentz the last couple of years, when he's got in and out of games, right, the Vikings or whatever.
Is his body done, though?
Carson Wentz is done.
Well, not Carson Wentz, we're talking about Ben.
I think Ben is done, yeah.
But what has he done to be done, though? Because it's
back
not like
surgeries.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We forgot about the tidy back.
No, I mean,
forgot about the tidy
back. Tight back is one thing. Back surgeries.
Yeah,
is,
you're right about the back surgery.
Like, all right, the way Dom phrased it, I'll say this. If you could guarantee me that Ben Simmons had the athleticism he used to have, the player that Dom, Tasty Cake Dom, is talking about, and he would come in here, different attitude, league minimum, play defense, right? Rebound the ball. Okay, I could have a discussion in my own hell. I could talk to myself, my own head, about maybe is this worth it. But Hugh, if he's not the same player physically, then what am I doing? Like, he's not that guy Dom described. And then we just have a guy that, you know, forced his way out of here. So, Dom, long way answer, I'm out. I'm out on the idea. If he's the if he was the athlete he was 5 years ago, all right, then we could talk. But I don't think he's that guy. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Max, and then we got to talk about another old friend that could be coming back here, not Ben Simmons. So what's up, Max?
Hey, I'm a first-time caller to WIP. I've been listening to the station for a very long time. So that's first off, I got to say. But I do have to chime in about the Phillies and say that I really think that the team has an opportunity to go deep into the playoffs, and I don't want to see the franchise squander that by Dave Dombrowski just not delivering on a midseason trade. Because right now, in my opinion, I think that the number one priority is starting pitching, because the team only has three pitchers and you need to have at least four. And then you can have the fifth starter just being, you know, sort of whatever. Like, the team is getting sunk by starting pitching, and you just have three really good, and you need to have at least a fourth one that can deliver.
Max, I agree. And you know what? I'm glad that your first call to WIP is putting pressure on Dave Dombrowski, because there should be pressure on him in the next month
to get them to the finish line.
Yep.
He has just profoundly screwed up on bad contracts that are just sinking the franchise right now. And I really think starting pitching, first of all, pitching wins championships, nothing else.
Okay? I tell Hugh that all the time, Max. I try to tell him pitching wins championships. Well, he wants bats.
Look, yesterday you were saying that giving up Trey Turner for
Ranger
Suarez. I would that mistake right there. Why did we re-sign Aaron Nola and not retain Ranger Suarez? That was such a bad mistake. I mean, look, clearly the guy is still performing up in Boston. Mm-hmm. But Trey Turner is starting to come around, and I'm madly disappointed in him, but at least he's starting to hit. So the team is starting to come around when it comes to hitting, but as pitching it matters, that's the number one hole that needs to be filled right now.
Well, Max, you're right. They need to solidify the fourth guy, because that guy is going to take down postseason innings. Max, good phone call. Call again. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of pitching, speaking of a name that came up yesterday on the show, how about that? Yesterday we had a big discussion. Would you swap Trey Turner for Ranger Suarez, right? And I said I would. Well, that name, another old friend, Ranger Suarez, listen to the Phillies show. Ruben Amaro Jr., along with Jim Salisbury, Todd Zielecki, listen to the conversation they were having this morning about Ranger Suarez.
You got to figure out what you want to get. I don't know if they could get all three. I don't know what the quality will be if they address both.
I've got one big one. I got one huge one. But go ahead. We'll talk about it, Ruben. Should we talk about it? I'm going to go bold, man. Go get Ranger Suarez.
Wow.
Go get Ranger Suarez from the Boston Red Sox. I guarantee you he'll come back. I don't know if he's has any no trade stuff on there, but go get him.
He'd come here.
Just get him.
He would come here.
Go get Ranger Suarez. Problems solved.
Mm. How do you do that, though?
It would take Andrew Painter.
Andrew Painter, okay.
And I would do it.
I probably would do it, too.
Wow.
I would do Andrew Painter for Ranger Suarez. Absolutely. I would do it.
Hugh? Are you in?
No, you know what's funny about this? And I just want to say this because I'm petty. Don't sound so stupid when Ruben say it, does it?
Like, I used to be a GM of a baseball team.
I mean, I'm just
pretty good one.
I mean, it don't sound so stupid when Ruben say it.
So
But the price tag, like the price that Ruben's talking about, is a lot higher than in my eyes than what you were proposing.
Yeah, well, because it's a prospect.
Yeah, it's a lot higher. But it's just, it's funny how when, you know, how a lot of this stuff, you know, we're all fans. Hmm. We're all fans of the game, and we're all, you know, sitting back and we're wondering certain things, maybe they'll transpire, whatever. But it's not so silly when somebody says that's been a part of the game and is listening and trying to figure out how to make things better. You know, it's just so be careful about who you call or what you say is a stupid topic.
Well, I mean,
or something like that.
Sometimes you got to right or wrong. I always think the best, well, it could be sports, it could be GMs, Hugh, it could be business. Like, if you make a mistake, fix it, right? Like, you could double down and you could just, like, cross your arms and say, this is what I believed in. I believed Andrew Painter could pitch and he's a big leaguer and he's a star and all that. Or you could say, my bad. And you could go out and fix it. So, and that's, Hugh, I actually think that's what Howie Roseman does better than almost anyone. Howie makes, the one thing about Howie is he does make a lot of mistakes. And if you do the job for a long period of time, guess what you're going to have? Swings and misses. Hugh, I think the thing about Howie that makes him so great is he doesn't stay stubborn. You know, like, let's just use Bryce Huff because he's come up in the last couple weeks, right? What he said? Bryce Huff was a mistake. They whiffed. Other teams would have said, no. This is what we brought in. We're going to make this work and double down. The Eagles are like, nah, well, we'll just move on. The Phillies obviously made some mistakes with the way they built the back end of this pitching rotation. They thought Painter was ready. Mm-mm, he's not. They thought Nola could sustain for longer than he has, and he looks like he might be cooked. So now they have to fix it. And the other mistake they may have made is Ranger. You know, I don't know what the Red Sox, they're in a weird spot because they're not good. They think they should be good. They just signed him. Would they consider it? But you know, whether it's Trey Turner, whether it's Andrew Painter, if I'm Dave Dombrowski, I'd make that phone call. Like, hey, Boston, would you be willing to deal him? And then have a discussion. I mean, wouldn't Ranger be the perfect fit for this team?
I mean, he's been here. People love him, you know. And
he's performed.
And he's pitching. Yeah. Riding in on his white steed, saving the day.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
I'm telling you. So they bring him here. So I think he's going to make the All-Star team in the American League. He's pitched like an All-Star. Just leave him here. He comes here, pitches in the All-Star game, just walks over to the Phillies dugout. He's back. Would you trade Andrew Painter for Ranger Suarez right now?
Andrew Painter?
For Ranger
for
Suarez.
Rangers, Rangel?
The proposal by Ruben Amar. Would you
no.
do it? You would not?
No.
Kyle, would you?
I'm on the youth movement.
Yeah, but he's in the minor leagues. I'm trying to win a World Series.
Rangers only 30.
I know.
No, Kyle would do it. You would do it?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Again, I really don't care about 5 years from now at this
well,
point.
And we also don't know if Painter's going to be good.
They're going to suck. The Phillies are going to suck. I don't know if Painter's going to suck or if he's going to be good. I don't even, like, doesn't even Painter right now look like he might max out as a number three starter?
He might.
Well, then what the hell what am I hanging on to that for?
How cool would it be to bring Ranger home?
Great.
Bring everyone back. Bring them all home.
Rangers pitched out of the bullpen, too.
When you say it like that, and you talk about the versatility that Rangers brings to the table.
Well, yeah.
Think about it. You throw him into the playoff rotation. You can put Lazard in the bullpen. You can put Ranger in the bullpen. Like
it was powerful. Wow. It was so powerful.
He's like, if you created a pitcher for the Phillies to trade for, and I didn't tell you his name. I just said, hey, he's a really productive starter. He could pitch well in big games. He could be used out of the bullpen or the rotation. You'd say, oh, I like that guy. Well, his name is Ranger Suarez, and he used to be here, and they let him go. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here. We also have an update on a pretty big NBA story, and I think there's a way the Sixers could wedge their way into this. Okay, I'm not talking about literally bringing LeBron James to the Sixers. I miss those days. I used to love those days. Those days are past us. But I actually think we could benefit from the LeBron James free agent thing that's going on right now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is, of course, the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament. It's heating up in the United States. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. As we discuss with our soccer expert, Elliot Shore Parks, the United States is playing tonight against Bosnia. And right now, the U.S., as we go into the round of 32, is trading at 4% to win the entire thing. If you want to go and be the ultimate homer and take the United States in a trade to win the entire thing, well, a $100 trade on Kalshi right now pays out $2,179. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. As the probability changes, which it does day to day, minute to minute, during games, You could buy in and out of your position, which is a great way to have one. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game.